Welcome to Lad vs Dad Football Predictions Podcast.
I'm Dad.
I'm Lad, the current champion. Welcome to Lad vs Dad Football Predictions Podcast, Series 2, Episode 32.
How are you, Lad?
Good.
We've decided we're going to do these episodes quite quick because we're not like Peter Crouch, aren't we? We're going to get straight to business normally.
Yeah.
But I want to really quickly ask you, how did you like your visit to the Den, Millwall away, last weekend?
It was good.
Yeah.
It got a bit tasty.
Yeah, were you scared of Millwall at all?
Never. No?
I liked...
You were, though.
I was scared. I knew I was protected because I knew you were there. Got held in after the game a little bit, didn't we?
Very held in.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, they get the first train, fair enough, because they're at home. But then when it's our train, all I can hear for 10 minutes is every 10 seconds this guy saying, fill up the train, please, fill up the train.
Yeah. It was like, do you reckon that was a recorded voice or do you reckon that was just an actual man saying the same words, exactly the same? Like
in the train.
Yeah. I wonder if it was just a recorded voice or not, because he sounded like it wasn't, but he just said the exact same sentence a million times, didn't he?
Yeah. And then by the time that happened, then it took about, I don't know, 3 minutes to even get up the stairs. And then
we had to go to our favourite stop off. When you go to South London, what station do you like to get out of for a KFC?
Waterloo.
Yeah. We're all over that KFC at Waterloo, aren't we?
That's like the second time, third time.
Yeah, you did it after Wimbledon, didn't you? I think that's become like a famous stop-off on there. I want a KFC. There's one at Waterloo. And I liked at London Bridge before the game, when we were like near the stairs of the station, one thing that made me laugh a bit is there was loads of tourists, like American tourists and stuff, and they kept coming up the top of the stairs. We were at the top of the stairs having our snack, weren't we?
Watching.
And you'd hear them, and they'd notice the Leicester fans in the... Old King's Head pub, and they'd come up and they were just appalled, weren't they? They were like, hey, oh my goodness, it's soccer fans, let's stay away from them. And then what you could hear in the background was Leicester, and all the Enzo Maresca songs and that, and everyone was trying to avoid them, weren't they? I thought that was quite funny. Anyway, so you had a good time?
Yeah,
I don't think we want to talk too much about last week, but I've got to mention something. What was the score last week?
It was 8-6 to Dad, and now he's going to tell you a bit of nonsense, so just listen to this nonsense, then we can get started.
The reason I won by 2 points is because I got a correct score, and this is a first. US Revel 0, Paris Saint-Germain 9. I correctly predicted a 9-0, very happy with that.
And thank you for listening to that nonsense, now we're going to get cracking on.
Apologies for the nonsense, you tell me what the first game is, lad.
Chelsea, Fulham.
You go.
I honestly think this is going to be a 1-0 win to Fulham.
Yeah, you know what? I was thinking Chelsea just letting themselves down all the time. And I do fancy Fulham to get something, but I'm going 2-2 draw.
Newcastle, Man City.
Newcastle, Man City, me first. So I hear Haaland is probably back and I hear De Bruyne is probably back. There's a bit of insight. But it is Newcastle in Newcastle. 2-1 to Man City.
Yeah, I don't think this will be an easy win for whichever team I pick. But I think the score is going to be a 3-2 to Man City.
Oh yeah, it does feel like it could be a high scoring game. What's next?
Everton, Aston Villa.
You go. Both in good form, these teams.
I've saw a picture of Everton's new ground coming up quick, isn't it?
Yeah.
They've got all the stands up. I just think they need paint on the seats. The seats are all like brown and black, not painted yet. But
it's going to be a good one. It's going to be used in the Euros.
No grass, yeah.
I think it's been given a quarter final of the Euros or something. It's like one of the main grounds, yeah.
After that Gaelic football stadium.
Oh yeah, the game. Yeah. There's a Gaelic football stadium. Is that the Northern Ireland ground, isn't it? Because Northern Ireland's football ground
don't even have one.
It's too small. Yeah, they've got one, but it's just it's like
18,000.
Yeah, you know better than me. You
were playing Leicester's ground instead of that.
Yeah. Hey, we've been using a new football ground app. It's not new. It's just new to us. Footbology. Very much recommend it. We're not on commission. Where you can tick all the grounds you've been, don't you?
Yeah. Anyway. Everton, Aston Villa. I think the score is going to be 2-0 Aston Villa.
Okay, I think Everton are on decent form, and I'm going to say that they actually surprise Villa. Everton 2, Villa 1.
Man U, Tottenham.
Man U are falling apart, but I have to tell you, Madison's injured, Son is in the Asian Cup, and Kane left in the summer. And apparently Eric Dyer's gone to Bayern Munich as well. So Tottenham lost a bit of players. So I don't know what to do. What do I always do when I say I don't know what to do? I bore you with that, don't I? I'm going to do something different. I'm not going to say 1-1 draw. I'm going to go with Man United 1, Tottenham 2. I'm going to think Richarlison's going to step in and get the goals this time. So I'm going for a Tottenham win.
We have two kind of big games, Newcastle, Man City and Man U, Tottenham this week. So... quite big games. And the reason you thought I was celebrating because you always do it. I want 1-1.
Oh, well done. You get it then. Right. Next game, mate.
Coventry, Leicester.
The M69 derby. Say no more on that, eh? And what do you think the score will be?
I think the score is going to be... Leicester have been doing good. As usual.
Of course.
I think they are going...
Coventry have been doing good as well, you know. They're up to like 8th now, so watch out for them. I don't think it'll be easy.
They're going to win 2-0.
Yeah, I think Coventry, it's the biggest game of their lives because they hate Leicester. But Leicester think, you know, we hate Forest.
We hate Derby. We don't...
Who the... we won't sing the song.
Yeah, maybe we'll just say we don't care about
We don't Coventry. Care about Coventry. Yeah, that's the better way.
Maybe we just didn't say that.
I think if we're honest, we do care a little bit and we don't want them beating us. 2-1 to Leicester for me. So, what we've got next? We've got 4 internationals to finish off. I've got the world rankings in front of me to help with this, but do you want to tell us the first African Nations game that you picked? It's the first game of the whole tournament.
We've got 3 AFCONs coming up, and the first one is Ivory Coast, Guinea-Bissau.
Now, I think it's only fair if I read out the world rankings for these before either of us go. So who is it to go first? It's me, isn't it?
Yeah.
So Ivory Coast, we all know they're a good football nation. They're 49th in the world at the minute. That's actually quite bad for them. They're 49th in the world. Guinea-Bissau are 103rd.
So wow! 49
versus 103. It's me to go first. I have to say, I don't know a lot about the current players, but Ivory Coast... used to have a great squad. 2-0 to the Ivory Coast.
I think the score is going to be 3-1 to Ivory Coast.
Okay, what's the next one?
The next one is Egypt, Mozambique.
Mozambique. So Mozambique. Not quite sure how Mozambique qualified because they are like way down even the Africa list, but they are 111th in the world. And Egypt, we obviously know they've got Mo Salah, got a good team, 33rd. So Egypt are the 5th best team.
Is that in the world?
In the world, they're 33rd. And in Africa, they're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So this is like the Africa rankings I've got on my phone here.
So
Egypt, so Morocco's the best in Africa. Then Senegal, Tunisia, Algeria.
Tunisia, they're rubbish. Egypt.
Yeah, you know what? The FIFA rankings aren't always the best because if Tunisia have just been winning friendlies all the time, they go up the ranking. So it's not amazing to follow this, but it helps you a bit with teams like Mozambique. So Mozambique are very low in the rankings. Okay. Egypt are quite good, and it's you to go first.
I'm going 3-0 to Egypt.
I'm going to go 3-1 to Egypt. And the last one from Africa?
This is not the real name, but I'm going to say this how it should be said. Dr. Congo.
Dr. Congo. So
no, it's DR Congo.
DR Congo, the Democratic Republic of Congo, I believe.
What?
Right, I've got the FIFA World Rankings. Democratic Republic of Congo. I think that's what DR stands for. That's why.
Democratic Republic.
Yeah.
Republic.
Yeah. Do you know what a democratic republic is, lad?
You.
It's a republic, which is a like a nation state on its own.
Yeah.
That has democracy. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, obviously.
What does it mean?
I go to school.
Well, I'd rather not try and explain it myself because I'll probably get it wrong. I think it means they have a parliament and they have someone who runs the country. But I don't know why.
Obviously, every country has that.
Well, why is there a Congo and a DR Congo? What's the difference?
The DR Congo is the bigger country and Congo is the smaller country.
Right, well.
So Democratic Republic means bigger.
Well, from what I can gather, DR Congo are 112th in the world.
What?
And Zambia are 84th in the world.
So Mozambique are better than Dr. Congo.
Dr. Congo, yeah. So, but you know what? I've seen Congo, like, they normally make these tournaments. I've seen them win matches and that. I'm just a bit confused who's DR Congo and who's normal Congo. Oh, no, look, I gave you the wrong ranking. Oh, look, I told you about the normal Congo. DR Congo are better. They are...
Their name's actually Congo DR, not DR Congo.
Yeah, let's go back on here. This is getting confusing. DR Congo.
Now let's restart. Okay, the match is DR Congo against Zambia.
Okay, and I said a wrong number because I gave you Congo, not DR Congo. So DR Congo are 67th. And Zambia are 84th. DR Congo are the favourites, well, on the rankings. What are you going to go with? What am I going to go with, isn't it? It's me first, yeah? After all this, my head's hurting. 1-1 draw.
Obviously.
Because I just don't know enough about it. I know Zambia have got Patson Daka, and he'll bang
on. DR Congo are in Africa only, like, 4 ahead of Zambia. So, in Africa, it's not a huge difference.
Yeah, it's not.
I think it could be a close one. I'm going 2-2.
And we did actually follow Zambia a bit in the qualifying. They won the group that had Ivory Coast in it. So, right. Finally, after all that, we're going with a Asia Cup game.
Oh, yeah.
Finish us off. Like, quite fascinated by this match for some reason, aren't we? Who's playing? Yeah.
Just to tell you, it's in Qatar and they're using all the stadiums they did in the World Cup.
Yeah, and as we speak, the first game of the tournament's just ended. Qatar 3, ooh, 11-0.
Qatar scored in the 90+6th minute.
Yeah, so Qatar have won their first game. But what match have you picked for us, mate?
I picked Australia against India.
Obviously, with India being a massive country, India, good at other sports, we don't often really see them play football. Australia, world 25. Mm-hmm. India, 102.
Australia, the 25 best team.
Yeah, Australia would normally...
Something's wrong with them. They're bad.
Yeah, but they normally make the World Cup and they get a couple of results, don't they?
So
and
now Qatar are about the...
It's
58. The 58th best. No, these rankings are rigged.
If anyone from FIFA is listening to the podcast, which I imagine they are, we've got a problem with your scoring system.
These rankings are rigged.
I think we can come up with a better system than you. So please contact us in the comments, FIFA, and we'll sort
it. It doesn't count if you win friendlies. It only counts if you win in a tournament.
Are you having a laugh, FIFA? Yeah, okay, so Australia,
yeah,
India.
And they've also not got the game anymore. They changed it because it was costing too much money, apparently.
Yeah, tell us what it's called now. He's on about the computer game. What's it now called?
FC24.
FC24, Football Club 24, is it? Right, Australia, India, last game, you go.
What else would it stand for?
I don't know.
What?
I'm too old to know all the stuff. What's your prediction?
Fat Congo.
What's your prediction? This is a crazy episode.
I'm
going to call it FIFA Sort Your Rankings Out.
I'm going 2-0 to Australia.
I'm going big time Australia. I'm going 3-0 to Australia.
So you think FC stands for Fat Congo 24?
Well, there's a lot of Congos. There's a normal Congo, a Dr. Congo. Why not have a Fat Congo? Right. You know, this one's descended into chaos, as it always does. I hope everyone's enjoyed the listening to the episode as much as we've enjoyed messing around and doing it. We'll see you next week. But for now, it's bye from Dad.
And one from Lad.
Thank you.